has started.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your love and compassion toward us. Thank you for your blessings that is following us. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for subduing Satan and his agent and all his operations under our feet. Thank you, Father. We praise forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for glorifying your name in our lives and situations. Thank you for controlling the affairs of our lives to go in the direction of your will for us. Thank you for bringing to pass your promises and prophecies concerning us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for the doors you have opened for us. Thank you for the victories you have given for us. Thank you for fighting our battles for us. Thank you for giving us your own strength and for taking away our weaknesses. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful for the strength that you give us to do things we couldn't do through our human strength. Thank you for giving us strength to do your will at all times. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for your protection and preservation upon our lives. And not only our lives, but even the lives of our family members. Thank you for covering us under your wings. Thank you for shielding us from the deadly arrows and attacks of the enemy. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for solving difficult problems in our lives. Thank you for filling our hearts with peace, with perfect peace, and also with great joy. Thank you, Father. Thank you for doing signs and wonders in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. Thank you for setting us free from captivities, from prisons of darkness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing our sicknesses and diseases. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for reviving us. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here this evening, this midnight, to speak your faith and to call upon your name. O Lord, hear us from your throne. Hearken to our voices, hearken to our requests. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Thank you because you're going to give us blessings that we don't even deserve. Thank you, faithful Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs before we pray with prayer points. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. O our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. O our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. That wonderful name. Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, His name is Jesus. Jesus, there is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name. Jesus, oh, that wonderful name. Jesus, that wonderful name. Jesus, there is no other name I know. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, King of Glory, Emmanuel, Rock of Israel, Emmanuel. Your name is God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Your name is Lord, your name is Lord, Emmanuel, King of Glory, Emmanuel. Lion of Judah, Emmanuel, Ancient of Days, Emmanuel, Bright and Morning Star, Emmanuel. Your name is God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Your name is Lord, your name is Lord, Emmanuel, glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God. Excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God. We bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. Great is thy faithfulness. O Lord, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed, I have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father, oh, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is high. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Jesus touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. And I am no longer the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Unchangeable God, 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 reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. You are reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. We serve a reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle Father. God is a miracle walker, a miracle walking God. God is a glorious God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy. Who is worthy to be praised and adored? So will lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are not a man. You are not a man. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You are not a man. You are not a man. You are the God of everything. No one like you. You're not a man. You're not a man. You're not a man. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You're not a man. You're not a man. You're not a man. You are the God of everything. No one like you. We are grateful. Oh Lord, we are grateful, Lord, we are grateful, oh Lord, hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh Lord, we are grateful, Lord, we are grateful. Oh Lord, for your kindness, we are grateful. Oh Lord, for your goodness, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh Lord, we give all the glory, we give you honor, we give you all the glory, we give you honor, we give you all the glory, we give you all the glory, Jesus. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Hosanna in the heart. Let the King stand and I was not. Oh, in the highest, in the highest, sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give you all the Lord. Lost heart, you are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Lost heart, you are the Lord. You are the Lord, the Most High. You are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord. King of the universe, you are the Lord. Most High, you are the Lord. You walk miracles. You walk miracles. Most High, you walk miracles. Mighty miracles. You walk miracles, Most High. You walk miracles because you are the Lord. You are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord, Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to His light. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way, He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for you. He will be your guide. Hold you closely to His side. With love and strength, with love and strength, for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength, for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Please worship and bless His name. Glorify and adore Him. Worship the King of Glory. Worship the Lord of Lords, the all-sufficient God, the self-sufficient God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rock of Ages, the God of Gods, the God of heaven and the earth, the miracle walking God, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Worship Him, He is before all things, and He is the one holding all things together. Blessed is His holy name. He controls times and seasons. He controls every situation. He makes difficult things easy. He makes impossible things possible. Worship and bless His name. Worship and bless His name. He gives power to the weak, power to the powerless. He gives hope to the hopeless. He lifts up a million, and no one can bring that man down. And then He brings down a man, and no one can lift him up. Praise Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. We praise You, mighty Redeemer. We praise You, Lord of hosts. We praise You, King of kings and Lord of lords. We praise You, Most High God. We praise You, O Lord. You hold in Your hand the solutions to all problems. You hold in Your hands the keys of hell and death and Hades. We praise Your heart. We worship You, Lord. You are the one who fights our battles. You are the light that shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. Lord of hosts, we praise You. Miracle worker, we praise You. You are a faithful God, a merciful God. You are the one who answers prayers. Blessed be Your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank You for fighting my battles. So thank You, Father, for fighting my battles. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Father, for fighting my battles for me. Thank you for dealing with my enemies for me. Thank you for demonstrating your judgment on my enemies. Thank you for executing your wrath on my enemies. Thank you, Lord, for demonstrating your anger on my enemies. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Say thank you, Father, for fighting my battles. Even the battles that were too strong for me. Thank you, Father, for fighting them for me. Thank you, faithful Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for helping me in my helplessness. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for helping me in my helplessness. Thank you for helping me in those areas of my life where I couldn't help myself. Thank you, Lord, for helping me in those areas of my life where I've become helpless. Thank you for manifesting your help in those areas. Thank you, Father. Thank you for manifesting your help in my life. Thank you for manifesting your help in my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for making all things work together for my good. Thank you, Lord, for making all things both visible and invisible. Thank you, Lord, for making all things that you have created to work together for my good. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for making all things work together for my good. Thank you for making every situation work together for my good. Thank you for making every person in my life work together for my good. Thank you for making even my enemies work together for my good. Thank you, Father, for making all things work together for my good. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are going to thank the Lord. You can say, Father, thank you for setting me free from this fear of the enemy. You can say, Father, thank you for setting me free from fear of the enemy. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Before, you used to be afraid of the enemy, but now you are no longer afraid of the enemy. Thank God for that deliverance. Say thank you, Father, for taking away fear of the enemy from my life, from my soul. Thank you, Father. Thank you for setting me free from fear of the enemy. Thank you, Father. Begin to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the fear of the enemy to control my life. Thank you for delivering me from the fear of the enemy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You have to begin to thank God. You can say, Father, thank you for giving me blessings that I do not ask for. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Say, Father, thank you for giving me blessings I do not pray for. Blessings I do not ask for. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for giving me blessings that I do not ask for. Thank you for giving me blessings and help I do not pray for. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, bring down your powerful presence upon my life. You can say, Father, bring down your powerful presence upon my life and let all the darkness that surrounds me, let all the agents of darkness that surround me be scattered. Say, Father, bring down your powerful presence upon my life and let that presence scatter the presence of darkness and agents of darkness in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand. Say, Father, bring down your powerful presence upon my life. upon my body, upon my soul, upon my spirit, upon my environment. Bring down your powerful presence right now. Let your presence cover my enemies. Let your presence cover all that the enemy is doing around me. Let your presence cover them. Let your presence consume them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let your presence cover all the activities and operations of darkness around me. Let your presence cover them forever. In the name of Jesus, let your presence scatter all the network of satanic agents, all the network of demonic creatures around me. Let your powerful presence scatter them forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, rain down your power upon my life and let the strength the enemy has over my life be broken. Say, Father, rain down your power upon my life and let the strength Satan has over my life break into pieces. The strength Satan has over my soul, over my spirit, over my body. Let them break into pieces. Open your mouth and pray like that. Bring down your power. Rain down your power. Rain down your power. Rain down your power upon my life. And let the strength my enemies have over me, the strength my enemies have over me, let it be broken. Let the strength my enemies have over me be broken right now in the name of Jesus. Let the strength my enemies have over my life be broken. The strength my enemies have over my health, over my body, over my spirit. Father, let it be broken right now by your power. In the name of Jesus, rain down your power. Rain down your power. Rain down your power. Ishanta keshenegla. Enini siji sheneta. Rain down your power right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every weapon the enemy is using to afflict and oppress my life. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every weapon the enemy is using to afflict and oppress me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. All the instruments all the weapons, all the instruments and the weapons Satan is using to afflict and oppress me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Whether they are physical weapons or spiritual weapons, whether they are visible weapons or invisible weapons, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In Jesus' name, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray, you're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every rope and things the enemy has used to tie down my life from moving forward. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every rope, every chain the enemy has used to tie down my life from moving forward. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Rashata Shadamala. Nishiyetekogelehenshinana. Nishasta Shadatapadekalahashanagala. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Every demonic rope. Every demonic pain, every satanic pain that have been used to tie down my life to a spot so that I will not make progress. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Let fire of the Holy Ghost break the ropes and the chains into pieces right now in the name of Jesus. Let fire of the Holy Ghost break them into pieces. Kibashishtana. Kekoshadagilheshamashtana. Right now, I believe you're praying. Continue to pray like that. Satanic things. Satanic things. Break by fire of the Holy Ghost. Satanic ropes, break by fire of the Holy Ghost right now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, oh Lord of hosts, go into my future and uproot every evil planted by darkness to happen to me. Every evil planted by darkness will happen to me in the future. So, oh Lord of hosts, enter into my future and uproot them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord of hosts, enter into my future and uproot every evil planted by darkness in my future for me. Oh Lord of hosts, enter into my future right now and uproot them. open to my future and open to them. In the name of Jesus, open to my future, open every evil, every darkness, every evil. Uproot them right now. Oh Lord of hosts, uproot them right now. Every sickness the enemy has planted into my future to happen to me. Oh Lord of hosts, go into my future and uproot them right now. In the name of Jesus, every accident, road accident, the enemy has planted into my future for me. Oh Lord of hosts, go into my future and uproot them now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Every untimely day, the enemy has planted into my future to happen to me. Oh Lord of hosts, go into my future right now and uproot them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Arrest and destroy every spirit of darkness following me to put me to shame. To put me to shame and disgrace in the public. Every spirit of darkness following me to put me to public shame and disgrace. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy every demon following me, every spirit of darkness following me, to cause me to experience public shame and disgrace. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest them. Arrest and destroy them. Arrest and destroy them. Right now, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Place your right hand on your head, and you're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my body every sickness, whether it is already manifesting or not yet manifesting. The fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. From my body. Open your mouth and pray that. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost uproot from my body. Every sickness, every infirmity that is there, whether they are already appearing or not. Fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them now. Uproot them now in the name of Jesus. Every disease in my blood, in my cells, in the cells of my body, in the tissues, in the muscles, in the bones, in the joints. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Every sickness, every disease, every infirmity in my body system. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Whether those diseases are already showing themselves or they are planning to show themselves at a later time, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Jesus, the nation that is along, that perish right now. Uproot them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You've been to pray like this. I've been to say in the name of Jesus, I hand over my life to the Lord's control. Henceforth, no power shall be able to control my life. No power of darkness shall be able to control my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say in the name of Jesus, I hand over my life to the Lord's control. I hand over my destiny to the Lord's control. I hand over my days to the Lord's control. I hand over my soul to the Lord's control. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, I hand over my mind to the Lord's control. Henceforth, no power of darkness shall be able to control my life. No power of darkness shall be able to control my mind. No power of darkness shall be able to control my actions, my choices, my decisions. In the name of Jesus, only the Lord shall control my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Almighty God, take away peace from whoever that is walking tirelessly to make sure that I don't have peace. Say, Father, take away peace from them. Take away peace from any children of darkness or personality of darkness that do not want me to have peace. The Father, take away peace from them until they let me have peace. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Almighty God, take away peace from every personality, every evil personality, every evil being or creature that do not want my life to dwell in peace. Oh Lord, take away peace from them. right now in the name of Jesus. O Lord of hosts, we draw peace from every personality of darkness that are laboring so hard to take peace away from my life. Oh Lord, take away peace from their bodies. Let them begin to suffer pain and discomfort, in as much as they don't want me to live in peace. Oh Lord, take away peace from them now. In the name of Jesus, until they leave my life alone, Father, let them never have peace. In the name of Jesus, let them never have health. Let them never have good health until they leave my life alone. In the name of Jesus, every personality of darkness, every being, creator of darkness, whoever they are or whatever they are, whether they are in human form or spirit form, oh Lord, attack them with things right now in Jesus' name. Attack them with things. Attack them with afflictions right now. In the name of Jesus, take away comfort from them. Take away peace from them right now. In the name of Jesus, whoever they are, whether they are human beings or they are demons, in as much as they don't want me to enjoy peace, oh Lord, take away peace from them. Oh Lord, trouble them wherever they are right now. Afflict them, oh Lord. Persecute them, oh Lord. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. For we know you have answered. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Just going to pray. You mean to say, in the name of Jesus, let the ground open and swallow up every evil planted by the enemy into my life. You mean to say, let the ground open and swallow them all. Everything the enemy is doing in my life, let the ground open. Let the heads open and swallow them all right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. To let the heads open. Let the ground open. And swallow up every evil the enemy has planted into my life. Continue to pray like that. Let the heads open and swallow them up. Right now, every wicked thing that the enemy is doing against me, every wicked thing that the enemy is doing in my life, in my environment. Let the head open now and swallow them up right now. Let the head open now and swallow them up right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You need to pray. You're going to say, Father, command a new beginning to begin in my life. You're going to say, Father, command the manifestation of a new beginning in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, command the manifestation of a new beginning in my life. New beginning of new things. New beginning of new things. Father, command it to start in my life. Command it to manifest in my life. New beginning of great things. New beginning of wonderful things. New beginning of powerful things. Father, command them to manifest in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Resist the next of the hell and the harsh in our tongue. Resist the next of the hell. Command them to begin now. Thank you, Father. New beginning of signs and wonders. Father, command it to manifest now in my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have been praying. You can say, Father, put me on a journey where I continually experience abundance of blessings, abundance of prosperity. Say, Father, set me on that path. Set me on that journey. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, put me on a journey where I continually experience abundance of great things. Abundance of riches, abundance of blessings, abundance of victories, abundance of prosperity. Father, put me on that journey right now. In the name of Jesus, put me on that path where there will be endless breakthroughs in my life. Say, Father, put me on that path, on the path where I will have endless breakthroughs, endless prosperity, endless victories, endless success, endless blessings. Oh Lord, set my feet on that path. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You can say, Father, open the eyes of my heart. To see into the details of your plans and purpose for my life. Say, Father, open the eyes of my heart. To see details of your plans and purpose for my life. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my spirit. To defend the details of your plans for my life. The details of your plans for my life. The details of your purpose for my life. The details of your calling upon my life. Say, Father, open the eyes of my heart to defend them right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, open the eyes of my spirit to see details about my life and destiny that are still unknown to me. Father, open the eyes of my spirit to see details about my calling, my purpose in life, my divine purpose that are still hidden from me. Oh Lord, open the eyes of my heart to see them. Open the eyes of my heart to read them, to defend them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You've been to pray. You need to understand that There are more details in the spiritual realms than they are in the physical realm. So if you think you already know everything about your life or everything about your destiny, you are very wrong. Yeah, in fact, you know very little. Yeah, there is a lot of details that you still don't know. But God is willing to show you those details. So I want you to pray that prayer point again. Yeah, there are some things that, you know, there are some things that once you know them, you'll be able to go far in life. Yeah, there's some knowledge you will have about your life, about your destiny, that will take you far in life. Yeah, it will guide you to make right choices and decisions because you know who you are and you know why you are here on earth and you know what God wants you to do here on earth. Yeah, knowing those things will take you far. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit in me, make me to see and understand every detail about my calling and destiny that is still hidden from me. Say, Father, make me to see and understand it. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Make me see and understand every detail about my life and calling and destiny that is still unknown to me. Say, Father, by your Spirit in me, make me to see and understand it. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Don't expect that God will show those details to prophets or prophetess, and they will now tell you. Prophets can only see very little about your life. No matter how anointed the prophet is, he or she can only see very little about your life. Only you can see the larger percentage of the divine information about your life. So pray this prayer very well. Yeah, don't depend on prophecies. Trust that God will show you the details by himself. Say, oh Lord, open the eyes of my heart to see and understand details about my life, details about my calling, details about my destiny. Open the eyes of my heart. Make me to see and understand them. In the name of Jesus, so that I will stop making mistakes so that I will stop making wrong decisions and choices, so that I will be wise. Open the eyes of my heart, oh Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. It is spiritual immaturity if every little challenge you face breaks you down. Every little problem you encounter or trouble you encounter, if they always break you down, that is spiritual immaturity. That person offends you and then you break down. Yeah, and then you say, I'm emotionally damaged. It is immaturity. If everything that happened in your life, I mean every negative thing that happened in your life, always break you down or bring you down emotionally, that is spiritual immaturity. It shows that you are a babe spiritually. And that is a sign that you cannot go far in life and destiny. I mean, go far in success. Yeah. And it's also a sign that you might soon lose your salvation. Yeah, you might soon fall away from the faith if every little thing always bring you down emotionally. Every little temptation always overcome you. Then it shows that you are a baby spiritually, and it shows that your destiny is not secure. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, help me to grow, mature, such that I can be in any situation, such that I can endure any situation, any challenge, any negative circumstance. Say, Father, help me to grow mature in my spirit. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, help me to grow mature. By your Holy Spirit in me, help me to grow mature. Help me to grow mature mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Help me to grow mature such that I can endure negative situations and not be broken. Help me to become matured such that I can be a lot of troubles and challenges and not break them up. Oh Lord, strengthen my inner man. Strengthen my inner man by your spirit in me. Strengthen my spirit man to become mature, to be all manner of situations and challenges of life. In the name of Jesus, say, oh Lord, strengthen my inner man to be able to withstand and endure every negative situation that I come across, that I face in my journey in life. Strengthen my inner man to be able to bear them and overcome. Strengthen my inner man to be able to go through all situations of life and remain victorious. Oh Lord, strengthen my inner man. In the name of Jesus, help me to grow mature so that I can bear negative situations, negative circumstances, negative events, and be in peace, and be in joy, and be in victory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, many of you need to come out of the level where you think, I can't do it. You know, where your thought is all about, I can't do this thing. And I can't do it. Yeah, you need to come to the level where your mind says, I can do it. And I am doing it. Yeah, you need to leave that level where your mind keeps saying, I can't do it. I'm not able to do it. That this is too much for me. I can't do this. You need to come to that point where you are saying, when your spirit and your mind is saying, I can do it. I am doing it. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a new mind that does not limit myself and my ability in you. Yeah, we can say, Father, create in me a new mind that does not limit himself. Create in me a new mind that will make me to stop limiting myself. That will make me to stop limiting my ability, my potential in you. My potential, my ability in you. Say, Father, give me that mind. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me a new mind. So make me to stop limiting myself. Say, Father, give me a new mind that will make me to stop limiting my abilities. Father, give me a new mind that will make me to stop limiting my potential in you. Oh Lord, create in me such mind. Give me a mind that believes that I can do all things through Christ. Give me a new mind that believes I can do all things. Give me a new mind that believes I can do all things. Give me such a mind that does not limit your activities in me. Father, create in me a new mind that doesn't limit your abilities in me, that does not limit what I can do through you, through your power, through your grace that is in me. Oh Lord, give me such mind. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. Yeah, Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Yeah, let us read in Philippians 4, verse 13. Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Now, the word strengthening is the same as strengthens. We are to write that word in today's English, is, you know, that place where you have E-T-H, you can replace it with S, strengthen, and that is the present continuous, present continuous verb. That is, this is something that is always happening. Yeah, that's the meaning of a present continuous verb, a verb that shows continuous action. Continuous action. Yeah, so he said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Yeah, so Christ is in you to strengthen you. Christ is in you to strengthen you, and not just to give you a one-time strength, but a continuous strength. Yeah, so you must learn to depend on the Christ that is in you, that he will continue to strengthen you for every good thing that you set your heart to do, for every good work you set your heart to do. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to continually depend on the presence and power of Christ that is in me. Say, Father, help me to continually depend on the presence and power of Christ that is in me for every good thing I set my heart to do. Help me to stop depending on my own strength. Help me to depend on the strength of Christ that is in me, on the power of Christ that is in me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to continually trust in the presence and power of Jesus Christ that is in me for the performance of every good thing. for the demonstration of every good work. Father, help me to depend on the power of Christ that is in me for the demonstration, for the performance of every good work. In the name of Jesus, for the doing of every good work. Help me, O Lord, to depend on the Christ that is in me. Help me to always depend on Christ that is in me. Help me, O Lord, to always depend on the power of Jesus Christ that is in me. For every good thing I set my heart to do, for every good work I set my mind to do, help me, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. The Lord wants every Christian to depend on Him for everything. If you read your Bible very well, you will see where the Bible says that even those believers that work for their masters or for their employer should consider that they are working for God. Yeah. That even those that work in a job, yeah. I mean Christians that are employed, that are working for an employer, they should not see themselves as working for a man, but as working for God. Yeah, so those that are servants or slaves. Yeah, because if you say you're a civil servant, it's the same thing as, you know, anyone that has been employed or as a slave working for a master. Or as a servant working for a master. Yeah, the Bible says that those that are working for, those that are working for a man, that is for an employer or for a master or for a boss. Yeah, the Bible says they should not see themselves as working for a human being, but as working for God. Yeah, so because God wants them to trust Him for the strength they need to do their jobs. Yeah. So, irrespective of the kind of job you are doing, whether it's a spiritual job or a secular job, God demands that you always depend on Him for strength. So you're going to pray again. Yeah. If you always depend on the Lord for strength, you'll be able to do so many things and it will look like you have done nothing. You'll be able to do many things that others will do and they'll be tired. You'll be able to do a lot and you will still not be tired. In fact, it will look like you did nothing. Because the strength that you are using or that you use is not from this world. It is not from this earth. It's not from this world. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, help me to make use of your strength for everything I do on a daily basis. Help me to draw strength from you to do everything I do on a daily basis. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to learn to draw strength from you to do the activities I do every day, whether they are spiritual activities or physical activities or secular activities. Oh Lord, teach me to draw strength from you to do everything that I do on a daily basis, so that you can be glorified in everything I do. If we are always trusting in God for strength to do everything, then God will be glorified in everything. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, teach me how to draw strength from you to do the things that I do on a daily basis, so that you can be glorified in everything I do. My dear Father, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. A proud man cannot depend on God for strength. Anybody that is proud will find it difficult to depend on God for strength. Why? Because they want to boast of whatever success they get eventually. Yeah, they want to be able to boast of whatever result they are able to get from their passion. Yeah, or from their labors. They want to be able to boast of the result. So because of that, they would not trust in God for strength. Yeah, because when you trust in God for strength, and then you get results through that strength God gives you, it will be very difficult for you to boast, except you are a madman or a mad woman, that you'll be able to, that you begin to boast about a result that you know was not from your own strength. Yeah. Yeah, only a mad person will do that. Yeah. So usually a proud person, they don't like to depend on God for strength, because it will not allow them to be able to boast about the result they get eventually. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my life every seed of pride that is making it difficult for me to depend on God for strength, to depend on Jesus for strength. The fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Uproot from my heart, from my mind, every seed of pride. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my soul every root of pride that is making it hard for me to trust in Jesus for strength. fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them now. Uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Uproot them now. Every spirit of pride. Every spirit of boasting. Every spirit of high-mindedness that is in me and is not allowing me to depend on God for strength. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. It says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. There are some people, they stop. They stop putting in more effort to get success because they failed several times. You know, because they failed, so they gave up. They lost hope. That is wrong for a Christian. Yeah, if you fail, you have to go back to the source of your strength. You have to go back. And then if you fail again, go back to Christ, who is the source of your strength. And then if you fail again, go back again to Christ. Yeah, because eventually you will succeed. You know, some people, after they have tried to do certain things for some time and then they couldn't do it, they just give up. Some people, they have tried to fast, to do fasting. But every time they try to fast, it doesn't work. And then they just give up. They said, my body doesn't like fasting, so I cannot fast. You can fast. There is no human being that cannot fast. Yeah, you can fast only if you trust in the strength of the Lord that is able to make you fast. Yeah, but if you keep trusting in your own strength, it will be impossible. So if you fast and then you couldn't continue again, you failed in that fasting, start again. If you fail again, start again. Yeah, because eventually you will be able to do the fasting. Yeah. And the same thing applies to any other thing you have been trying to do and you keep failing. Go to God. Even after you have failed, go back again to God. And keep going back until you succeed. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, it created me a new mind that does not give up. No, the Holy Spirit created me a new mind. Create in me a new mind that does not lose hope. A new mind that does not remain in failure. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, create in me a new mind that does not give up. a new mind that does not lose hope, a new mind that does not remain in failure, a new mind that keeps on pressing forward, even if it appears to be too hard to press forward. The Holy Spirit, give me such mind that will make me to continue to press forward until I move forward, until I succeed, until I break through. Give me such mind. Give me such mind in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, give me such a mind that does not give up on trying again. Give me such a mind that does not give up on trying again and again and again, or until I succeed. Give me such a mind. Such a mind that will push me to keep pressing ahead until I break through, to keep pressing forward until I succeed, until I prevail. Oh Lord, give me such mind right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray. The source of your strength is everlasting producer of strength. The source of your strength is an everlasting supply of strength. That is why we can never give up, because the source does not give up. The source does not run dry. Then we should not give up. Say, Father, give me such mind that don't give up, that does not give up. Even when the battles become so hard, give me a new mind that cannot give up. Even when the going becomes too tough for me, Father, give me such mind that cannot give up. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to speak over your life like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I shall excel and succeed in everything I do. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I shall excel and succeed in everything I do, whether devil likes it or not, whether anybody likes it or not. I shall excel, I shall prosper, I shall succeed in everything I do by the power of God. Open your mouth and begin to speak like that over your life. Begin to say, I shall succeed, and I shall excel, and I shall prosper in everything I do, whether any devil likes it or not, whether anybody wants it or not, I shall prosper, I shall move forward, I shall succeed, I shall excel in everything I do. I shall reveal in the name of Jesus. Whether darkness likes it or not, I shall rise to the higher ground God has prepared for me. Begin to speak like that. So whether all the witches and wizards like it or not, I shall fulfill my destiny. I shall possess my possessions. I shall become who God says I am. I shall enter into the place of fulfillment of my destiny. I shall enter into the manifestation of the glory of my destiny in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, bless my life with speed such that I achieve great things very fast. Say, Father, bless my life with divine speed, such that I achieve great success very fast. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, bless my life with speed, such that I go higher very fast. In the name of Jesus, bless me with speed. Open your mouth and pray like that. Bless me with speed, such that I achieve success faster than normal. Such that I achieve success in a faster than normal way. In the name of Jesus. Father, bless me with spiritual speed. Bless me with divine speed, such that I achieve progress in a faster than normal way. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, command great financial breakthroughs to happen in my life. You're going to say, Father, command great financial breakthroughs to happen in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, command great financial breakthroughs to happen in my life. Command great financial breakthroughs to happen in my life. In the name of Jesus. Financial breakthroughs that are beyond my imaginations. Financial breakthroughs that are beyond my expectations. Father, command them to happen in my life right now. Command them to happen in my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point you're going to pray you can say, Father, go before me and break into pieces every day, every day of darkness that don't want me to enter into my promised land. Every day of darkness that don't want me to possess my possessions. Say, Father, go before me, just the way you went before the children of Israel. And you dealt with all the barriers before them. Father, do the same for my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, go before me, go before my calling, go before my destiny, go before my life, go before my career, go before my ministry, go before me and level the mountains, destroy the walls of darkness, destroy the gates of darkness that don't want me to enter into my promised land. Destroy the gates of darkness that don't want me to possess my possessions. Destroy the gates of darkness that don't want me to enter into the place of my manifestation in destiny. Father, destroy them now. Every territorial gate of darkness, every ancestral gate of darkness, every environmental gate of darkness, every ancient gate of darkness that don't want me to enter into the place of the fulfillment of my destiny. Father, go ahead of me and scatter those gates. Destroy those gates. Uproot those gates. Uproot those gates right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. What we're going to stop here. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your blessings that you have released upon our lives. Thank you for your help we have gotten already. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for difficult things you have made easy for us. Thank you for a new beginning that you have commanded to start in our lives. Thank you, faithful Lord. We praise forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for closed doors that you have opened for us. Thank you for sicknesses and diseases you have removed from us. Thank you for your whole strength that you have activated in us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the battles you have fought for us and have conquered for us. Thank you for moving us forward beyond our expectations. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on every life that is here right now. Father, I know that you are merciful God. Oh Lord, show mercy. Show mercy on everyone here right now. In the name of Jesus, I ask, O Lord, that you release the blessings that your people need at this time. Father, release those blessings into their lives right now, in Jesus' name. The blessings and helps, the blessings and helps, the blessings and helps that they need at this point in time to move forward and to succeed and to prosper and to be joyful and to be happy. Father, release them now into every life. In the name of Jesus, I ask, O Lord, that you arise in the midst of the lives of your people and subdue all darkness under their feet in the name of Jesus. Arise, O Lord, in the midst of the lives of your people. Arise now. Arise now in the fullness of your power. Arise now in the fullness of your strength. Arise now and subdue darkness and all the works of darkness under their feet, in the name of Jesus. Let every battle that have been conquering your people begin to bow before them right now, in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you release your fierce judgment upon every evil personality that is busy afflicting and attacking and oppressing your people. Oh Lord, execute your fierce judgment right now on such personalities in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, move mightily in the lives of your people and give them a great testimony in the name of Jesus. Change a lot of things in their lives so that they can testify of your power and goodness and mercies. In the name of Jesus, have your way in every life. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.